Lebanon faces a simple question with a difficult answer. What time is it? The government is taking steps tomorrow to clear up the confusion, but right now, if you ask someone the time, their answer could depend on their location or even their religion. We're joined by NPR international correspondent Ruth Sherlock in Beirut. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
So it's been a chaotic few days there in Lebanon, and this is about the timing of the transition to daylight saving time. What was the government trying to do?
Well, you know, they didn't officially give a reason for why they've done this, but a video was leaked showing Nabi Berri, the Speaker of Parliament, saying that this was designed to allow Muslims to break their fast an hour earlier than they would have otherwise if the time had changed, which is why they wanted to delay the start of daylight saving time to the end of the holy Muslim month of Ramadan on the 21st of April. They tried to make this decision at the last minute, just a few days before the time was set to change, which was at midnight on Sunday. So late last week, the country's phone companies sent out messages asking people to change the time settings on their phone to manual instead of automatic. But lots of people didn't get that message, and lots of phones, the times changed anyway. So people woke up on Sunday confused about what time it is.
And then that continued because some institutions stuck to the current time while some did actually follow daylight saving time.
That's right. So some public institutions were in theory bound by the government decisions, but some of those institutions actually rebelled, saying this decision wasn't voted on in parliament, so we're not keeping to it. And private companies, you know, TV stations, schools, businesses, many of them chose to ignore the decision. So the upshot was that you have, you know, two different times operating in a country that is just around 55 miles wide at its widest point. And so some people were in the position of having to drop their children off in school in one time zone and get to work in the other time zone. Some people found themselves, expected to be in two different places at once. And, you know, just living this myself, I tried to make a doctor's appointment for my daughter recently. And as well as asking for the location, I had to ask which time zone were they following?
Right. Now, many Christian minority communities in the country, as you said, refused to spring ahead. Does this underscore deeper divisions in the country?
Well, you know, this is a country with a long history of sectarian civil war throughout the 1980s. And so the question of time is the same as everything else. It's now partly split along sectarian lines. So you have the leaders of lots of churches saying that they're going to follow the international time, and some Muslim communities following the government's time. So there's these videos doing the rounds on social media of a man who's walking along a single street on two different sides. And so he starts on one side, which is where there's a Christian community, and asks people what time it is, and then crosses the street to a Muslim community and asks what time it is and gets a different answer.
And I guess that kind of just underscores where we're at. Do you expect this will be resolved tomorrow as the government is promising?
Yes, because they say they are going to follow international saving time after all. And this country is in one of the worst financial crises in modern history that many people say is the result of government corruption and mismanagement. And for many Lebanese, this just underscores how poor this government is at governing.
That's NPR's Ruth Sherlock in Beirut, where regardless of the time, we know for sure it is Tuesday. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.